Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the goodness of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for that song, praise God. This is your host for tonight, Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church, praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord for being here one more time, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for a new day, another day, hallelujah. And I give God the praise, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his goodness, hallelujah, and for his mercy. I give honor unto, hallelujah, my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I thank and I praise the Lord for them. I just thank and praise God for being so good, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because, hallelujah, God is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. Oh, I give God the glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Let us get ready and pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for another day. We thank you and praise you, God, for how you have kept us. Hallelujah. How you have watched over our loved ones. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, because we have our right minds. And hallelujah. We got the use and activity of our limbs. We just thank and praise you, God, for your strength on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth prevail in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your word. We thank you and praise you, God, asking you to open up our hearts to receive your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just thank and praise the Lord for this day, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I ask the Lord to give me what I need and what his people need, hallelujah, because it comes to me first, hallelujah. And I thank and I praise the Lord, praise God. And he brought to my attention St. Luke, the 7th chapter, from verses 1 through 10, hallelujah. And it goes as, now when he had ended all his things, in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. Hallelujah. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant, hallelujah. Now, this was a centurion, hallelujah, and his servant was dear unto him, and he was sick, and he was ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him his elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he is worthy for whom he should do this. Hallelujah. And when they found Jesus, they said to him, hallelujah, the one, hallelujah, that sent us to you, he's worthy, hallelujah, of you healing his servant. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For he has built, you know, synagogues and done many good things. Hallelujah. And praise God. He said he's worthy. Hallelujah. For he liveth. He loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Hallelujah. Praise God. So they were telling Jesus all about the centurion, hallelujah, that he was worthy for him to come and heal his servant because he'd done many things, hallelujah, because he loved their nation, and he, hallelujah, built them a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter in under my roof. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus was near, hallelujah, praise God, to his house, the centurion sent friends to tell the Lord, don't trouble yourself, hallelujah. He said, because I'm not worthy, hallelujah, that thou shouldest enter under my roof, hallelujah. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. He said, I'm not worthy even to come unto you, Jesus. He said, but if you just say a word, hallelujah, and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. Now, the centurion had the faith to believe that Jesus could do this, that Jesus would heal him, that if he just spoke a word, that his servant would be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we thank and praise you, God. Hallelujah. He said, for I also am a man under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto him, the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Hallelujah. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now the centurion, hallelujah, he believed that Jesus, hallelujah, could heal his servant. Praise God. And he says, you just speak a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You just speak a word, and I know he would be healed. Hallelujah. Because over in Psalm 33 and 9, it says, for he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. Praise God. It says, Psalm 107 and 20, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. All Jesus had to do was say a word. Hallelujah. Praise God for this. He didn't even have to go to the centurion's house. Hallelujah. The centurion didn't have to come to him, but he believed that if Jesus would just say a word, that his servant would be healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know how, praise God. And it marveled Jesus, the faith that he had, hallelujah. Because you know, hallelujah, sometimes, praise God, when your pastor goes away and she gives assignment to different ones in the church, for this one to lead the service, for this one, praise God, to do the offering, for that one to be the doorkeeper, to watch out, hallelujah, praise to God, hallelujah. Everybody had their assignment, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And it marveled Jesus how he, you know, he knew that the centurion, praise God, he said, tell my servant to do this and to do that, and they do it. And that's what Jesus does, hallelujah. He gives us assignment for us to do, hallelujah. And praise God, he said, praise the Lord. He commanded soldiers under his charge, but also knew that Jesus would command diseases. Instead of figuring out how to heal diseases, he approached the one who had the specialty in doing that, asking Jesus to heal his servant, signifies that the centurion understood who had the ultimate authority. He knew that Jesus had the ultimate authority. He realized that he could not do what Jesus could do. Hallelujah. And praise God, he knew that if he asked him, that it would be done. Hallelujah. It says it takes great humility for a great leader like the centurion to admit that he does not have it all. Hallelujah. Asking Jesus to heal his servant, he accepted that his own authority had limitations. Hallelujah. No matter how easy it can be to claim of how we can do almost everything, we have to admit that we cannot really do it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. How the centurion, praise God, humbled himself, hallelujah, and realized that he cannot do this, that his authority is limited. But Jesus had the ultimate authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It said over in Mark 13 and 34, for the Son of Man is as a man traveling, as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Everybody had their assignment. Hallelujah. And knew what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. For he would give his servants authority. Hallelujah. And every man his work. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody had their own assignment to do and were responsible for their own work. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. Praise God for the centurion. Hallelujah. Because he believed, hallelujah, that Jesus could heal his servants, because he even spoke it into existence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for he loved, hallelujah, praise God. And he said, in verse 7, he said, wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. He spoke the servant's healing into existence. Hallelujah. He said, he shall be healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because, you know, praise God, we got to believe that when Jesus speaks a word, when he tells you something, that it will come to pass. Hallelujah. We got to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. That he can do what he says he can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to realize how powerful the word of God is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when we read the word of God and we meditate on the word of God and we say the word of God, and we have to believe that what we say, hallelujah, when it comes to the word of God, that it will come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God and the word was God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to believe that the word was God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have to believe the word of God today. You know what? Sometimes, hallelujah, praise God, when we go on through a lot, hallelujah, and it seems like, hallelujah, you read the word of God, it seems like nothing is taking place. Oh, but something is taking place in the atmosphere. We can't see it, hallelujah, but things are changing, hallelujah. And the enemy will have you believing that God is not doing nothing, but God is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. Romans 10 and 17 says, so the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's the word of God that gives us the faith to believe him. Hallelujah. We got to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to believe God. When he speaks to us, hallelujah, we got to believe that he is going to do it. Hallelujah. Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. So we got to believe, because God does not lie. We have to believe his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know I have certain scriptures, praise God, that I like to read every day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, that get it deep down in my heart and in my spirit and soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord to encourage me. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you got to encourage yourself, and the only way you can encourage yourself is through the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to believe that God is, hallelujah, God is able to do the impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for how God is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, how the centurion, hallelujah, hallelujah, had the faith to believe, hallelujah, that, praise God, hallelujah, that if he would get just Jesus to speak a word, hallelujah, that his servant would be healed, hallelujah. Because sometimes, praise God, Jesus can speak a word to us and we just let it go out in one ear and out the other, hallelujah. But praise God, when God speaks, he means what he says, hallelujah. And it's up to us to believe it or not, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, tonight, praise God. Because praise the Lord, praise God, by the time those servants, the ones that the centurion had sent, by the time they got back home, the servant was healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because God, it don't take God long to move. Hallelujah. But God got a set time for everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Because God can move when you think not. Hallelujah. Because he can do the impossible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to, praise God, just keep on believing and keep on praising God. If we would just give God the praise, hallelujah, along with, hallelujah, believing in him, hallelujah, he'll move even quicker, praise God. We thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, because, praise God, God is the one. He is the only one that knows how to deliver us. He is the only one, praise God, hallelujah, that could bring us out, praise God. So if we would just believe like the centurion did, hallelujah, he said, just say a word, hallelujah, just speak a word, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, that song, hallelujah, praise the Lord, speak to my heart, Lord, hallelujah, that's all some of us are waiting for, is the Lord to speak, because hallelujah, when he speaks, it will be done. When he speaks, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, it will bring us out, praise God. Oh, I thank and I praise the Lord tonight, praise God, for the centurion, praise God, for he believed that Jesus could do it. He believed that his word could heal his servant, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, because sometimes we get so dependent on our pastors, on our overseers, and always wanting them to lay hands on it, but praise God, we have to get in the place, praise God, well, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that all they have to do is speak the word, hallelujah, just say a word, hallelujah, oh yes, God, and it will come to pass, praise God, oh, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for we, hallelujah, have got to get in a place with the Lord, praise God, that we would leave God for his word, hallelujah, that we believe God for when he speaks, hallelujah, oh yes, God, oh yes, we thank you, Lord, but we gotten too dependent on the pastors, on the apostles, on the ministers, we got dependent on them, always waiting, praise God, for somebody to lay hands on you, but oh, praise God, there's going to come a time where they won't be able to get to you, and you're going to have to depend, praise God, on the word of God, you're going to have to, hallelujah, speak out the word of God, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, praise God, because a situation will come up where nobody will be able to pray for you, won't be able, hallelujah, to lay hands on you, and you're going to have to defend for yourself, but you're going to have to know the word of God, and not only know it, not only memorize it, not only meditate on it, but you're going to have to believe that the word of God is powerful, hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, quick, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, sharper than any two-edged sword, you're going to have to believe it, hallelujah, Lord, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we're going to have to believe, hallelujah, God's word, hallelujah, praise God, we're going to have to believe that God, hallelujah, praise God, he said, I am the God of all flesh, is anything too hard for me, hallelujah, Lord, we're going to have to get in a place with the Lord, where we believe his word, hallelujah, Lord, yes, God, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because praise God, things are happening, and we need God, we need his word, as never before, in the name of Jesus, we need to get in the word, as never before, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, oh yes, God, thank you, Jesus, we need to get in a place, that we're at like that centurion, and praise God, when he told him, he said, I'm not worthy, that you should enter into under my roof, and I'm not worthy, to come unto you, but if you just say a word, no matter how far you are, away from me, I want you to just speak a word, and my hallelujah, servant will be healed, hallelujah, Lord, just speak a word, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we got to get in a place with God, hallelujah, Lord, oh yes, God, in the name of Jesus, we got to get in a place with the Lord, hallelujah, and believe his word, hallelujah, Lord, we got to trust the Lord, with all our heart, and lean not, to our own understanding, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, but we just got to be able, hallelujah, to trust Lord, trust the Lord, trust the Lord, oh yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We got to be able to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank and praise the Lord for his word. Praise God. Let's praise God. It amazed Jesus. Hallelujah. How the centurion. Praise God. Praise God. It marveled him. Hallelujah. Made him turn. Turn around, hallelujah, and look at him, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because he said, I'm a man of authority, and hallelujah, and he knew that Jesus was a man of authority, but Jesus, hallelujah, he knew that Jesus had the ultimate authority, hallelujah, praise God, because he knew that his authority was limited, but he knew that Jesus' authority was not limited, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and that's what we have to do, take the limit off of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank and praise the Lord for his word tonight. Praise God. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how the Lord is moving by his spirit. We thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for his goodness, for his mercy on today. Oh, we give God the glory and the honor, hallelujah. But let us have faith in God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the faith, hallelujah, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have hope, and hallelujah, we might not see it, hallelujah, but praise God, we know that God is moving, hallelujah, by his spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Praise God. Let us not forget tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be doing morning prayer from Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. At 9 a.m., praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank and praise the Lord for this day. I thank and I praise God for each and everyone on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't lose faith in God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. Praise God for his goodness and for his mercy. But stand firm. Hallelujah. Believe God. Hallelujah. Stand firm. Oh, hallelujah. On his word in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and we praise you for your holy word. We thank and we praise you, God, for this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bless each and every one on the line tonight, God. Bless their household, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking you that you let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cover your people in Jesus' name, Lord. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus, upon those that don't know you, upon those in a hard place, upon those that are without. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on this night, God, upon your souls in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We thank you for your strength on today, God. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise. For we know that we are nothing without you, Father. We know that we cannot accomplish, hallelujah, anything without you. And Father, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Thank and praise God for each and every one tonight. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and wonderful night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God willing, praise God, I'll be back on the line next Thursday night at 6 p.m. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But everyone have a blessed and wonderful weekend and be safe in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God.